tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, December 29, 1979. Midwinter camp meeting, Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, Hot Springs, Arkansas. David Bunch, Jr., Van Nuys, California, is a teacher of the afternoon teaching on deliverance. Greet all of you who are here for the first time this afternoon. We've had about our third congregation since the camp meeting started. We appreciate you coming and believe that the Spirit of the Lord will flow and move and you'll receive that portion from the Lord that you need in your life. This afternoon, David Bunch Jr. from Van Nuys is going to come and teach us and minister to us in the vein of deliverance. And there will be prayer for however the Lord leads him at the end of the service or in the middle or wherever the Lord moves to move to pray for those who need prayer in their hearts and lives and the problems of their heart. Brother David, come on and minister to us. The Lord bless you this afternoon.
Hallelujah. Well, the Lord is truly wonderful, isn't He? I praise God for the privilege, and I do mean the privilege, of being a minister and a preacher of His Word. I thank God also for Brother and Sister Miller and their service here, being a lighthouse in this area. Area to come for deliverance, an area to come for prayer, any time of day or any time of the evening. It's truly a love ministry. It's an intercessory ministry. It's needed. Hallelujah. It's needed. I thank God for it. I really do. I thank God for the different ones that have helped us here, that have blessed us with many different helps and so on and so forth. I really appreciate it. Hallelujah. I want to introduce myself a little bit. Many of you know me as David Bunch Jr., Reverend David Bunch's son. Well, I am also a reverend. I was ordained about a year ago. Praise God. That was in this world, but in the spiritual world, I was ordained to preach when I was 12. The Lord called me to preach. Now, I've been saved about 22 years, and that's quite an accomplishment for a man of my age, because I was raised in Christian home. I was raised in a pastor's home. I was a PK, you might say. And I praise God that I didn't have to go out into a life of sin. And I didn't get caught up in the drug culture. You know, you hear these wonderful testimonies, people being brought out of sin and brought out of the drug culture and brought out of iniquity and sin. I praise God for that. But I also praise God for what God saved me from.
Amen.
Kept me from it. Hallelujah. Isn't it a beautiful thing to be a part of the family of God and saved from the iniquity of sin? Hallelujah. And I've been filled with baptism in the Holy Spirit for about 16 years now. And I thank God for His hand on my life, really. I would tell a story of how the Lord has delivered me from a backward spirit, an introvert spirit, a spirit of fear and torment. I couldn't speak to more than two or three people without a terrible fear coming over me. But God has set me free. Hallelujah. And now I stand before you, a miracle of God's grace, a miracle of God's love. I thank Him for all that He has done and all that He's going to do. I'm looking forward to this end time. I'm looking forward to what God has to pour out in this last day. And I thank God for the wisdom that He gives freely and upbraideth not. You don't have to be an old scholar in the Word of God to really have the Spirit of the Lord on your life. You don't have to be a minister. You don't have to be necessarily one of renowned name, but you can be called of God, whoever you are, for a ministry in the church. Hallelujah. And there's so many ministries. It's beautiful. Praise the name of the Lord. This morning, I want to speak a little bit about an area of deliverance and an area of after deliverance, that people don't really know. what it is. After, huh? Afternoon? Yeah, this afternoon. Maybe I said something else. I really don't know. I was so caught up in the thought, I forgot. Praise God. This afternoon I want to preach on the area of deliverance that many people have overlooked. After I'm set free, what then? Or after I've been delivered in an area, it's a long process to being set free. It's a long process of deliverance. It's a long process of going on in that area of full growth in the Lord Jesus Christ. But after I'm set free from a demon power, what then? Well, we see in the Word of God, in Psalms, the 33rd chapter, and beginning with the 6th verse, it says here, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we give You honor and glory here in our midst. For this is a body ministry. This is honor and glory unto Thee. But Father, we've recognized Your body. And we see that Your body is many-membered. We see that Your body has many facets. Father, we give You honor for all those things that You do. We pray now, Lord God, that our hearts will be consecrated to Thee and that we will begin to understand a new area, maybe for some, of Your Word of God and a new insight into this area of believing and decreeing things to come to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I'm going to be preaching on deliverance today. Definitely. But I want to say that the area of positive confession has been a stigma, has been shunned, has been sort of an outcast almost as much as deliverance has, the deliverance ministry. People would say, oh, well, this person doesn't have love, he just has faith. And the Word of God says any man that has just faith is a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. All he is faith, faith, faith. That's all he preaches. There's no love, so on and so forth. Well, I can't say that I disagree with you. There are many ministers that all they preach is confession, 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 confession. You've got to confess positively. You know, don't ever talk doubt. Don't ever talk fear. Well, I believe that. I believe that. But there are many times, brothers and sisters, where our confession that we decree out of our mouth must be led of the Lord, and we must walk in fear what we decree. What we decree must be led of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You see, God is a balanced God, and He never overrules your will, and He never gets to extremes. His judgment is balanced by His love. Amen? His authority and right is balanced by a meekness before His children. He doesn't come in as puffed up, even though He has every right. He doesn't come in as the boss, even though He has every right. He comes in meekness, even lowly Jesus Christ, who was a manifested Son of God. Hallelujah. We see a pattern here in the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord's ministry was balanced. He was balanced in word and deed, in emotion, in every area. Everything that He had to say had meaning. Everything. He did not go anywhere. Even as our brother Britton said, He did not even pray for people until a certain hour of the day. He had a certain hour in the morning where He set aside for His communication with the living God. And He had a certain hour of the day where He set aside, according to the order of God, for ministry to people, ministry to one another, ministry to His disciples. Hallelujah. But we see that there's been a stigma placed on the area of confession. And how that there are many preachers, and God bless them, if it weren't for the extreme preachers that are preaching confession, 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 well, I don't think anybody of us would know about the area of confession. Praise God, it's almost like a blessed Holy Spirit tormentor, right? Am I confessing right? You know, so on and so forth. But this area of confession is very important. Our brother Miller and different ones use this in their intercessory prayer. We decree prosperity. We decree blessing. We decree deliverance. We claim it in the name of Jesus because it's our right. We are healed in the name of Jesus because it's our right. And this is what we stand upon, and this is what we base our words on, is the Word of God. Is the Word of God. Hallelujah. The Word of God says over in James, the 4th chapter. No, I'm sorry, I don't believe it's the 4th chapter. Let me turn quickly here. James, the 3rd chapter, and the 2nd verse, For in many things we offend all. If any man will offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. The words of your mouth. What comes out of these lips? What you decree, what you believe is what you'll say. If you're thinking it, eventually you'll say it. Amen? All right. We see this as a principle even in Jesus' ministry. He said to the leper, or the leper said to him, Father, Rabbi, Master, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. He said, I will be thou clean. And he was from that very moment. His words were performed. Now that area is an area of anointing that we have yet to come to, but now should be the time when we're learning to operate in that area. Now should be the time when we begin to start speaking as the oracles of God. Now we should begin to start speaking as we should, as the Word of God declares us to speak. Isn't that right? Praise God. And I thank God for those that are beginning to take on to this area of confession and beginning to use it. Though it may seem like a very dry area, and they don't understand how many times, why certain things aren't answered and why other things are, and so on and so forth. Bless God, we're all learning, aren't we? But I don't want to stand up here as someone that knows, but I want to stand up here as someone that is sent from God, and I've had this message burning on my heart, and I really feel this necessary, really do. But it's an area of confession after the deliverance that keeps us from the snare of the devil. The Word of God says in Proverbs that we are snared and taken captive by the words of our mouth. Isn't that right? Okay, now if I'm going to talk defeat and say, well, I got deliverance, but well, maybe I didn't get all of it. Maybe there's something else. Could be. I can't say that there wouldn't be. Well, let's wait a minute now. God says talk positively. He didn't say except. He said talk positively. Okay, I'm going to talk positively. I have deliverance. Now, if the Holy Spirit shows me something else, I'm going to get rid of that too. But there's also the area where we have received deliverance from an area maybe of overeating, an area of gluttony. And I've counseled with many here. They've asked, well, what is it? You know, do I have another spirit and so on and so forth? Do I need more deliverance? It could be. But until then, stay away from any confession that would cause you to be overly hungry. I found that on a fast, if my mind dwells on food, or if I allow myself to think on a chocolate eclair, oh, how wonderful that would be. Maybe I'll just run over to the store, you know, and nobody will know. You see, I'm over here, and nobody will know. God knows, doesn't he? Bless the Lord, he's got his little centurions after you to say, now, wait a minute now. You've made an oath. You said you would fast this day. Why not? Well, stop preaching, start meddling. Praise God. Amen. You see, so we take our oath, the words of our mouth. We say, well, bless God, I believe I'm free. I was set free in that area until God shows me otherwise. I'm going to declare it. I am free from this area of gluttony. And gluttony and nervous habit of eating, and all of you have no authority over me. And I decree that you can't come back this way anymore. Amen. Now, many people find it difficult even then, because they've had a lifetime of thinking that I am under pressure. How will I relieve this anxiety? How will I relieve this pressure? Well, they've always had a habit, and Satan comes into a vessel because of habits, believe me. He sees a weakness and he'll capitalize on it. He'll do it every time he can. He sees a weakness in your confession and he'll capitalize on it. He sees you worried and doubtful and fearful and he'll capitalize on it. The moment you decree it, he's right there saying, yes, sir, that's it. Watch this. And another thing happens. You say, oh, no, I was right. I am defeated. No, you aren't. It's only symptoms. It's only the physical. And the spiritual is above the physical. Hallelujah. We have victory in Christ Jesus. He is our author. He's our finisher of our faith. And he is our victory. Hallelujah. Keep a positive confession. Now, back to the area that I was speaking of. They're used to relieving their anxiety through eating. Some through smoking. Some, they just crave chocolates, you know. Just crave foods. And their thinking is that I'll receive satisfaction, release from this anxiety. Now, this is, in all of us, it's a physical fallen nature problem. But if we don't realize this is our problem, we can say, well, I found deliverance to be real. And, well, if deliverance is done, then what else is there? Why do I still have this problem? Well, we need to go into that room that that spirit has occupied and lived in and throw all his stuff and all his junk out. All right? Repaint that place. Put in the Word of God in there. Give praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And get in there and begin to shout and pray in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit. And do it the way the Lord says. Amen? Amen? Yes, the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If any man will not offend in word or deed, the same as a perfect man and able to bridle the whole body. So what does that mean? If I offend God, but I please man, I'm offending someone, aren't I? Say I get caught up in the conversation of, and this is an example, and I've seen it happen so many times, I've done it even. Oh, this is so good, you just can't put it down. Try one. Or, boy, I love steak and potatoes. Well, consider this. The love of money is the root of all evil. All right? The love of steak and potatoes is the root of all gluttony. I thought about that for a minute, and I said, whoa, Lord, you know. I didn't think the God, my belly was my God. But when I get to down, when I get to, got to thinking, every time I began to pray, and every time I began to meditate, every time I began to read God's Word, all of a sudden all these goodies would start running through my mind. All these little delicious delights would run through my mind, and I'd find myself going to the refrigerator for a drink, or maybe a Coke or a donut and all that junk food. I thought, oh my goodness, what happened here? By the way, I've lost 50 pounds on the Lord's diet. Amen. So I do speak from a little bit of experience. I know where you're at, and I know why it bothers you. But here's the way to keep it. Here's the way, a way. Let me say not the way, a way to keep it. Keep away from conversation that would contribute to that area of hunger and gluttony and so on. Keep away from that area that you know and give that stress to the Lord. Give that stress to the Lord and don't try to release it through eating and try to release it through worry and try to release it through all these areas that there are. God will show you. Each individual is different. Each individual is different. It may be a curse of gluttony upon your whole family, and you need to get together with your family, probably as many as you can, and begin to agree against it. Amen? It may be, like I say, just an area of anxiety that you're always used to releasing through eating food. You may have to cast out a spirit of anxiety. You're all through with that fatness and gluttony, and you even dealt with maybe the king or the ruler of the world of gluttony and so on. Maybe you've done that. And then, again, maybe you need to ask the Lord, say, Lord, put me on a diet. How many of you have done that? Amen. It's an anointed diet. And you can stay on that by your confession. So you say, here's a little bitty hamburger. Well, Lord, you gave me this silly little hamburger. And you know, we've got to suffer for the Lord. I guess this is suffering. That silly little poached egg, this silly little drink, and that silly little thing. Well, why talk about it that way? The Lord gave it to you to lose weight. Why not say, well, bless God for what I have. Thank you, Lord. It tastes so good. And just eat it real slow. Eat it real slow. Yes, I've gone through it. The Lord put me on a diet, and I ate it real slow, and I was filled. I was filled. Praise God. But there are so many areas after deliverance that we can go into, that's the old Adamic nature, that we've got to go in and clean up. We've got to go in and start confessing the proper thing in that area. Amen. Bless God. Here's a person that gets all upset because of something that happens every day. Now, they get delivered from temper. But this thing continues, because old Satan know it really gets your goat. He just loves it. He loves to see you get upset about the same thing every day, every day, every day. Well, wait a minute now. You've been set free. The Word of God says that He has delivered you from the powers of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of His dear Son. Now, if you're in His kingdom, if you're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, let's act like it. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Let's act like it. Let's say, now, wait a minute. I'm not going to offend in word. Sure, this gets my goat. Let's use it that way. It really upsets me. Sure it does. But wait a minute. Now, Jesus Christ died, and He gave us a nature that we're supposed to follow. Forgive the unlovable. Forgive those that despitefully use you. Be patient, long-suffering. Isn't that what He said? Okay, Lord, I'm going to obey Your will. I decree blessing upon that person. I decree blessing on that thing. And I say, Lord, send Your angels to change that situation. I'm not going to heed to Satan's accusations, and I'm not going to heed to Satan's temptations anymore. Praise the Lord. And you wait and see if God doesn't honor His word. Now, He honored His word. He honored His word all through down history now. It's a miracle of the living God that we even have the Word of God today. Even through the times when there seemed to be no light in the world, when it seemed to be the dark ages and all was pagan and all was worshiping idols, God kept His Word, didn't He? And although it's not recorded, there were still people that were being saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. They were martyrs for the living God. So it's still a miracle today if we will begin to apply His Word like He said to do. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Have you ever sung that? You know, I've done that many times in the area of deliverance. You know, the area of deliverance is also accomplished through praise. My dad, brother, Reverend Bunch, brought out this area. He said, as the furnace is the gold and the fire the silver, so is the man to his praise. So what does that mean? Well, when I'm praising the Lord, what does it do but just put a fire to that old enemy? When I'm praising the Lord in other tongues, it just puts a fire to that old enemy. Why do you think Satan tries to keep people out of the congregation of the righteous? Why do you think Satan tries to keep people from coming together and joining together in love and agreement? Why do you think Satan tries to delete from the different ministries of love and concern and fellowship? Why do you think Satan tries to delete from those revivals that you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in? Those revivals that people get saved in. Why do you think Satan does that? It's because all that activity really gets him riled up. And it means that as you realize what this area of praise is, you can be set free in your praise services. Amen. You come to the Lord and say, Lord, I just come to worship You and give Your life and Your heart to Him for that moment. And as you realize it, you begin to burp. You begin to realize deliverance. And we've received it down at Victory Center even while we were praising God. We don't know what left. But bless God, we know that God's bringing us into a perfect nature, into full stature. Amen? He's getting us prepared. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we see also in the Word of God that says deliverance is, Jesus said, if I, by the finger of God, do cast out demons, surely the kingdom of God has come near unto you. Well, finger is a part of the hand. How many have heard of the hand ministry? Healing, right? Deliverance, that's there. Right? Gifts of healings, all the different areas. There are people that go around and have a ministry of praying, people laying hands, people may receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. All different types of ministries, and deliverance is a part of that hand ministry. And if faith is also a part of that hand ministry, and faith is a part of that confession ministry, and it is, because God created by the words of His mouth, the whole creation, the word of His mouth, but were the heavens made. By the word of His mouth, hallelujah, then we are to be after His example. We are begin and should begin to confess as the Lord Jesus Christ gave us an example, as the Lord Jesus Christ gave us commandment. Hallelujah. So let's release ourselves from the snare of the devil. Let us get rid of bad words. Let us get rid of words of doubt, of words that offend the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Let's be encouraged in the Lord, and let's not think of deliverance as such a negative area. Satan is negative enough without us being negative about it too, right? Isn't that right? I think the greatest revelation that really came to our church was the area to realize that we can praise the Lord and be set free. You know that positive praise unto God? And old negative Satan has to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that love of the saints and that concern for one another, that just drives the old enemy wild. I really believe that God is speaking to hearts today to begin to go and ask forgiveness of people. And ask forgiveness of those that have hurt you. I really believe that. I believe God wants us to realize the balanced ministry of His work. Here we preach about the last day ministry. Here we preach about deliverance. We preach about all areas of faith. Isn't that right, Brother Miller? We embrace all areas of intercession and prayer and love. We consider one another. There are ministries of help all over this campus. Isn't that right? Amen. Then let's begin to recognize one another's ministries. And let's show love and concern. And as our brother Ellenwood is talking about, let us put one another on our breastplates. Hallelujah. I've been ministered to in this camp meeting, I'll tell you for sure. All the ministries and different things, and our brother Britton and our brother Ellenwood have been examples of love and consideration. They've been examples. Paul said that I be an example unto you. Whatever you see in me and whatever I say, do it. Oh, that we would be that way that people could look at us and say, well, there's a person that is walking in the Word of God, and whatever I see in him, I'm going to be able to do and realize that it's the will of God, it's the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I think it's necessary that we begin to recognize the other parts of the body. And we begin to have love and compassion for one another. It's really true. Hallelujah. It's really true. Hallelujah. This afternoon, I think it's important. And as different ones were led to, I think it's very important that we get the young people up here of this campus. When every young person here, really whether you live on campus or not, I want you to come on up here. Come on. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Let's go on. Now, parents, I don't want you to provoke them too hard. I want you to come up. Come on. Praise God. Bless the Lord. You know, I have a little two-and-a-half-year-old daughter. I'm married. I've been married for 3 years. I have a lovely wife. And I have a little two-and-a-half-year-old daughter. And God said from birth that He had blessed her with a ministry. He had blessed her with a ministry. And you know, as she's grown, we've seen that ministry. She's a blessing to everybody she comes to because she has so many faces and so many expressions of love to give to people. And we've seen it happen. People are just in such depression, she'd come over and she'd be so concerned and she'd lay her hand on their shoulder. And I've seen her actually start crying because they were depressed. She's only 2.5 years old. We sang, Mighty, Mighty, Mighty is the Lord our God. Bless God, little Stacy sings that all day long. She can't talk real well, but boy, she gets it out as best she can. She's going all over that house saying, Mighty, Mighty, Mighty is the Lord our God. How can we think that these here are too young for a ministry, huh? No, I didn't think so. You know, I was called at the age of 12. I was saved at the age of 5 years old. I recognized and I knew that I needed the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus loved me so much and He gave His life for me, didn't He? He cared about me so much that he prayed the ultimate sacrifice. And he did it for every one of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's one other young man I wanted to be up here. I don't see him. There he is, right back there, sitting by Brother Ellenwood. Would you come up here? I want to pray with you first. Come on up here. Brother, I want you to know something that may be a shock to you, maybe not. But it's a blessing, that's for sure. God has called you out to be a leader of the young people on this campus. God has anointed you with the Word and a desire and a hunger for more of God in the Word of God. And He wants you now to begin to take the responsibility of a young people's class. Now, He's going to begin to lead you what to say. It may be just start out like just a little Sunday school lesson or something like that. But start where God wants you to, all right? And you're going to grow from here. God gave you a prophecy the other night and said that He had anointed you with a ministry of health and that He's going to be leading you on to something else. And He's going to be teaching you all the way. This is it. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Don't you be afraid of that old giant Satan. Don't you be afraid of that old Goliath. David was maybe only 17 years old. He was a very young man. Nobody knew him there at the armies of Israel. Old Saul said, "Who is this guy? She's going to tell us what to do. Mighty men of war." Bless God, it wasn't of any consequence, was it? Hallelujah. God's going to anoint you right now for that ministry. All right? I want everybody to agree together with him. And God's going to leave him. I want you all to encourage him. If he gets discouraged, kick him in the pants. Tell him, get up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Plenty of kickers around here. Kevin says I'm a kickstart mob.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's all agree. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I anoint this brother with the ministry of preaching and of teaching in Jesus' name. Father, give him this ministry. Give him this anointing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let the oil flood down over his heart and over his soul in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Every enemy is broken in Jesus' name. Satan, you bondage to his mind. You bondage to his area of walking in you. In Jesus' name, I rebuke you. Hallelujah. Rambahatia solo labokundo rabashanda rebiyahaya. I want you to repeat after me. I am. What God says I am.
What God says I am.
I am a warrior.
I am a warrior.
Equipped for battle.
Equipped for battle.
And I will go forth.
And I will go forth.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Satan, get out of my way.
Satan, get out of my way.
Stay and keep your hands off my property.
Stay and keep your hands off my property.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a faith ministry, isn't it? Praise God. I want all you young people to move up here. And I call you young people from the littlest to the oldest because that's what you are. Right? Not kids. Not children. God doesn't consider you children. He considers you precious. But He also considers you and has your responsibility to be obedient to your parents. Be submissive to your parents. Now this is something to remember. And this is something we've all got to remember. Whatever mom and dad says, right or wrong, you must give heed to them as unto the Lord, because they have been set there as mom and dad, right? You have been set under your parents for teaching and ruling. Now, those parents have an obligation not to provoke you to anger and not to cause over and undue punishment. But that's between them and the Lord. You give that to the Lord. But until then, you obey. It's unto God. Now, anyone that feels like they can't do that, I want you to stand up here. If you, come on, be honest with yourself. If you feel like you can't give yourself to your parents whether you're adopted or not. Listen, it's an important ministry to be adopted into a family. Really. Listen now, Mom and Dad hasn't been talking to me. Come on. Don't be looking around. Hi. She's just looking at me with blue eyes. Praise the Lord. It's a surrender you must make. There's no deliverance done in your life. There's no growth with the living God, but you've got to make it. And the first place you make it is by making your commitment to your parents, to Mom and Dad. Alrighty? If your daddy's unsaved or if your mom is unsaved, pray that the Lord will save you. Alrighty? If you have parents that really like to lay down the law, then lay down there next to it, you know, right by it. Because it's a ministry. Word of God speaks of leading up, bringing up a child in the way it should go. It speaks of children that are obedient and quiet. Amen? Hallelujah. And parents, we're obligated to teach our children the way to go in a proper manner, in love and in concern. Now, I know I don't have a great deal of experience to word to you, but I do know I have the Word of God, and what the Word of God says is very, very important. And if it says it, then we've got to obey it. All right? Everybody here agree with that? Okay, great. Then we're going to see deliverance, aren't we? I want every one of us to stand and agree right now. Because we're going to be praying with individuals here today. And there may be spirits manifest, there may not be spirits manifest, but something's going to happen. Sure. Praise God. Something's going to happen. I can tell that already. Many of you can tell that already. Because it's always the quietest before the battle. But bless God, we don't have to be quiet. We can praise God. Hallelujah. Now, many up here are getting uncomfortable. I don't want you to be fearful. Who was? Yeah. Let's be strong right now. And let's agree. And I'll come around and I'll pray with different ones. I want you to work with me. If you really don't want to be prayed for, if you want to keep this thing, if you want to keep this until a later time, and personal deliverance, yes, but please be submissive to the Spirit of God. Don't make a mistake by keeping on hanging on to something that seems to be so dear to you. Alrighty? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Could I pray with you first? Thank you. Let's all agree now. Come on. Dad, would you come up here and stand with me, please? What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, I see a very quiet spirit in you, very humble spirit. But I know that there's an enemy that drives you at times, causes you to be rebellious one way or another. And it may be because of people at school or because you don't want them to know certain things or whatever it may be. But God loves you. He has a purpose for your life. You know that. You love the Lord. But there's an area He wants you to give to Him. Alright? That's the area of obedience. Can you do that? Are you willing to? In Jesus' name? Alright, let's agree right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, I call you out. You spirit of rebellion and antichrist, I curse you in Jesus' name, and I command you to be destroyed in this life in the name of Jesus. Now you cannot hide, and you cannot stay away. Now the strong men of the house I bind in Jesus' name. You spirit of the peers, you spirit that would hinder her from doing the will of God because it's not popular, in Jesus' name I curse you. I curse you. I curse you, bitterness. I curse you, anger. I curse you in Jesus' name, be destroyed. Hallelujah. Come on, in Jesus' name. Could I have a sister come here and minister with me? Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Come on over here. Lay your hands on her stomach. Why don't you raise your hands? I want you to say, in Jesus' name, leave me. Right now. I don't want you. I don't want any part of you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Satan, you've heard the decree. You must go in Jesus' name. Leave. Leave. Hallelujah. A little higher is coming up. Come on. In Jesus' name, come on out. Bitterness, rebellion, rebuke. In Jesus' name, I curse you. Come on out. In Jesus' name. 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 Okay, there it comes. comes out in a burp. Come on, let push it out. Push it out. In Jesus' name, all of you, Satan, you heart of bitterness, you heart of discouragement, in Jesus' name we speak to you. Hallelujah. Be made whole now. Be made whole in Jesus' name. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. There it comes. Let's praise the Lord. It's coming. Hallelujah. Come on. Go in Jesus' name. Come on. Tell him. Go in Jesus. Go in Jesus. You will loose in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Come on out in Jesus' name. Right out. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name, I command you. Come on out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 There we go. All right. Praise God. Now let me talk to you for a minute. You might find it still a little hard to not be sharp with mom and dad. But I want you to be obedient. There's two types of deliverance. There's a type of deliverance that comes because it's time and God wants it out right now. And then you can go on and clean up the area. There are other types of deliverance that come because you're obedient and you bring that area under subjection. All right? And get a time of prayer. Seek the Lord. And He's going to set you free from this thing. And you'll love Him so much for it because it'll make a difference in your life. Really, it will. And your friends that you thought were your friends won't be so friendly because they weren't really your friends in the first place. Right? They only liked you because you acted like them. When you act Christ-like, the Lord will keep you. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who here are brother and sister? These two? Come on up. I want the brothers and the sisters. Brothers? Huh? I want you to stand in line right behind you. The brothers and the sisters, to especially, first of all, stay in line. All right, you two are brothers? There's no more of you, huh? Huh? No? Okay, that's enough. Okay, I want you to repeat after me. I love my mom and my dad, and I will obey them because Jesus said so. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, raise your hand, young man. I curse rebellion. In Jesus' name, you come out of this young man, and you leave him right now. And Father, as he grows in thy word and in thy power and in thy anointed, let this continually come, and let this continually go in Jesus' name. Praise God. We curse any spirits from the third and fourth generation. Let it be done so now, even his younger brother. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to remember something, and always remember this in the areas of faith. There was no noise, there was no anticipation, there was no real evidence that the worlds were going to be created just before God spoke. And because there is no move of the Holy Spirit, seemingly, and you don't feel goosebumps, does not mean that God is not working. You believe that? Amen. Amen. So we're going to see a difference in these young men's lives. All right. Thank you very much. All right. I know you too.
Yeah,
we're good. Yeah. I know wherever you speak to. Praise God. God loves you. You know that. I believe you're old enough and you know that what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is, and you know what deliverance is, and you know what to do about deliverance. Right now is a time of pressure on your lives because of peers and different things that you want to do, want to get into. But I want to remind you of something that I had to learn the hard way. As to keep myself under subjection and to do what mom and dad say, or grandma and grandpa, as the case may be. And really, after all, that was the wisest thing to do in the end anyway. It really was. I found out that if I hadn't listened to my mom and dad, I would have been off in the drug culture. I would have been made a bad mistake. Bad mistake. So I want you to remember the Word of God, reading it, even if you read it only 10 minutes a day. But you read it with the intent and give something out of it. It's very, very important. In basketball, well, I love to play basketball. I love sports. I was in high school a football player. And I know what it is to want to play this sport and play that sport. And I even had a dream of being the strongest man in the world once. I really did. But the Lord put me in His army. Hallelujah. But this is important to remember. The Lord loves you and He's got a call in your life. I believe that. I think even you have felt that call in your life. And you be faithful to help around here, and God's going to do more for you. He's going to get put on responsibility on you. He's going to allow you to be used in the gifts of the Spirit, if you will. You hear me? Really. If He hasn't already, He's going to do it more and more. Let's pray right now. Let's agree. And I curse the spirit of rebellion. Hallelujah. Meribah, I curse you in Jesus' name. And I curse the spirit of Antichrist in Jesus' name. And I command you to be broken in Jesus' name. You come out of this young man. And I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be destroyed in every area, Satan. Be destroyed in every area in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord God, hallelujah, hath called thee. And yea, it is the Lord God that hath separated thee and called thee for a ministry. I say unto thee, I give thee the word of deliverance, and the Lord is with thee. He shall continue to be with thee until that full area that I have for thee, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah. You know, oftentimes it's a little difficult to deal in areas. I say it's a little difficult because people expect to see things immediately. We've dealt in deliverance where nothing really happened at that time, but it wasn't until the next day or a few days later or even a year later that we saw full deliverance. Now, that person went their way, but the Holy Spirit and the words that we decreed were not negated. They accomplished what was sent forth. Now, I've blessed these young men, and I've said that there was a call in life. I believe that, and it'll come to pass. Amen. We're going to see it. God bless you. How you doing? You're His brother. Yeah. Praise God. What's your last name? Darian. What's your last name? Darian. Your brothers. Good. Praise the Lord. Let me have your hand. Let's all stay in the ministry. Praise God. I want you to repeat after me, okay? I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me, for my parents, and for the clothes on my back, for their concern and love, when there seems to be no love. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you both to repeat after me, okay? Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Fill me with your Spirit. I accept you as Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a confession of salvation there, young fella. Praise God.
Yeah, good looking boys. We're going to be dealing with the folks, the older folks, but this is something that has been neglected and hasn't been, and it's just as important as anything else. Some of them travel for a long ways to get there. We know that. And we won't leave here until your ministry.
Amen.
All righty. Minister with us.
Praise God.
Amen. It's important.
God bless you. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I confess you as Lord. I love my mom. And I love my dad. Wherever they may be. Keep them, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Right, God bless these young ladies. Bring them into deliverance. Bring them into stature in the name of the Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Come on up. The Lord is good, isn't He? Repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
Cause me.
Christmas.
To obey my parents.
To obey my parents.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Satan, take your hands off this young man, for God has desired to use him in Jesus' name. I curse you, spirit of rebellion. I curse you in Jesus' name. You come out of him, and I command you to leave right now. You hear me? You hear me? I command you to go right now, you spirit of Meribah, you spirit of fear. In Jesus' name, I curse you. say, go in Jesus' name.
Go in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Come out of me.
Come out of me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, God is very tender.
Amen.
And sometimes a very timid person that would throw them over or cause them, he's very, very tender with them.
Amen.
We have a great and a loving God, so minister with us now, won't you?
How are you? What's your name? Angie? Praise God. You accepted the Lord as your Savior?
Mm-hmm.
You sure did. The Lord's got a call on your life. Now, right now, you're going through an area of pressure with kids at school and a lot of things and pressures, and it causes you to get mad at mom and dad at home. I don't want you to do that, all right? You give those pressures to the Lord, and that terrible hunger and that wanting to eat, that's because of those pressures. Do you understand that now? It's because of that indecision of what to do. All right? Okay. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, make me what you want me to be. Let me be obedient to mom and dad and love them like you said to. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I give this one deliverance from the enemy. I command you to go, Satan, in Jesus' name. I decree the word of deliverance upon her. Now, Satan, you have been decreed gone, and you must leave. Father, as she grows in the word and she grows in your way, it shall be. Amen. Praise God. God's got something for you. Praise the Lord. All right. Come on up. We'll come to you right away. Praise God. Were you two together?
No.
Okay. What's your name?
Jamie.
God bless you, Jamie. Hallelujah. There's also turmoil in your life a lot of times. And discouragements that come upon you even at the night time. The Lord is the joy in the morning. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been battling against the enemy. Don't be worrying while doing because God has something for you. Very soon, you're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Mom and Dad are going to be helped. You're going to be saved. You're going to be healed. You believe that?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that too. Hallelujah. Now the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and He's anointed you to be a minister, and He's going to continue to anoint you. You'll be faithful now, all right? You agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
Have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
I was seven.
When you were seven?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Continue now. All right? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for deliverance. Now, Father, give her deliverance in any area. And Father, her mom and dad are on her heart. And different things, different areas. Father, I would pray that you will help her to be a witness everywhere she goes. And Father, she'll be obedient to her children, to her husband, or whomever, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. How you doing? Good. What's your name?
Kenneth.
Let's all agree together. Hallelujah. We're anointed for a ministry. In Jesus' name, let there be healing power on Kenneth. In Jesus' name. Father, you put your hand upon his life. Continue it in Jesus' name. Let him grow into full stature. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We rebuke all force and power of the enemy that would try to hinder. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for all that you would do. We thank you, Father, for the way that you provided of deliverance. And we thank you for the way of the tabernacle, Father, in Jesus' name. Now we curse any spirit, any habit of nicotine in Jesus' name. And we command it to be broken. In Jesus' name, I curse you, Satan. Hallelujah. Come on out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let it be broken. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone that needs prayer, needs deliverance of any type, why don't you come on up. This young man here, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Let's agree, all right? Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I'm sorry for what I've done.
I'm sorry for what I've done.
Cause me to know. Your way and your word.
Your way and your word.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, why you're feeling what you're feeling is because you need deliverance. All right?
want you to agree with me. Command to go in Jesus' name. All right? In Jesus' name, say it.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then let's agree
you
that
know,
the Lord.
Our decision.
Right. It is. Do you want to do the will of the Lord in your life?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Let's pray along that line. The Lord will do His will in your life. All right. Okay. Let's agree. Father, in Jesus' name, this young man has expressed a desire to do Your will. And in Jesus' name, Father, let it be accomplished in his life. Let him realize the love of God, not the laws of God. Let him realize not hypocrisy, but Your Son, who died for his sins. Father, I thank You for this reality. Father, we pray that those that are over him will begin to teach him in love and in concern for his well-being, that he will realize that people do love him, and they're not just there to tell him what to do. Father, in Jesus' name, give him that reality. Thank You, Lord. All right? Praise the Lord. How you doing, Dave? God bless you. You know, this brother blesses my heart. All that he has, he praises the Lord with. You know that? Praise God. You know, God has something for you, Dave. If you're willing not to watch what other people do, okay, and try to pattern your life after them, pattern your life after Jesus. All right? Okay, you believe that? All right. Let's agree. In Jesus' name, Father, I curse spirit of Micah in all the areas of confusion and mental retardation in Jesus' name. I command them to be broken in this man's life. And Father, You will do all that You have promised to do in his life in Jesus' name. For it is Thy word and it is Thy way. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Everyone that wants prayer, whether it be for deliverance or anything, I want you to line up here, right at the first chair over by the fireplace, and line up behind this first chair over here at this wall. All righty? If you must go, God bless you, but stay and minister with us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I don't want one thing in me that is displeasing to the Lord.
All righty.
I've been digging around and see if there's anything in me that would displease Him.
Okay.
And as you went to preaching, one thing come to me.
God bless us.
I've been hurt so terribly all my life.
Mm-hmm.
That I get suspicious of people. Now, I know a true Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I can recognize a true Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But other people, something happened and I get suspicious of them.
Amen. Okay, sister, let's pray. There's things that we have to battle with and are terrible weights on our hearts. And a lot of times it's criticism of people and the way they act and so on and so forth. And Satan makes this a real enemy. Father, in Jesus' name we curse this spirit. Father, give her a heart of praise and give her a heart of Jesus Christ. Father, let her know the love of the saints. Let her realize the love of Jesus in her, Father. And let her not be suspicious. And let her not be judgmental against those that don't believe quite as she does, Father. But let her have love one for another in Jesus' name.
It's not that exactly. It's just other people.
Accept it, sister.
Yeah. All right.
All righty.
But I'm going to say it.
God bless you. Love you. Hallelujah.
How you doing?
Better?
Glory be to God.
Day by day, she's getting better and better. She came here and couldn't hardly walk.
Glory be to God.
Curse those old spirits. Father, hallelujah.
Would you agree with us right now?
Hallelujah. Praise Your name.
Person. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
You foul spirit of Seth, I curse you and I curse this curse down through the third and the fourth generation.
In Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command it to wither and die even now. You will loose her. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
And Father, that was transmitted in this blood transfusion, in the name of Jesus Christ, this life that is contrary, I curse that.
In Jesus' name.
For the life is in the blood, the life of the flesh is in the blood,
and I curse it now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
The bruises.
Hallelujah.
The bruises on this body will cease to be, and spirit of accidents. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I curse you now with the curse of the fig tree. In Jesus' name. Come out right now. Glory be to God. Woo. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Sometimes I pray for people, I get on my knees. And
all right. Let's all agree in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Word of God is true and never changes in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord God. And we curse these spirits of infirmity. Now come out in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name. Go. For we refuse you access in this body anymore in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. Come on out. In Jesus' name I curse you. Spirit of Thor, we curse you in Jesus' name. Your head over the area of infirmities, which is down. Curse you now in Jesus' name. Curse you now in Jesus' name. Curse you now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on out in Jesus' name. All of your areas of infirmities in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now, watch your confession on this area. All right? Believe that God is your healer and you're set free from that area. All right?
Yeah, I do. I do. Talk about what we have.
All right. Praise God. God bless you. How are you?
I guess really it's the will of God that's kind of
I understand that. I believe that. No, I believe that. All righty. Let's pray.
I'm willing to do anything.
Well, in the Lord's timing.
Yeah.
In the Lord's timing. I don't doubt that that both things you say are not the will of the Lord, but in the Lord's timing, right?
Well, talking
about it. Okay.
Maybe
okay, yeah. All right, let's pray for the anointing of the Lord. Father, give the anointing of the oracles of the living God. Heal her right now from any infirmities, Father, and free her in the Spirit of God. In this area of deliverance, give her strength, Lord God. Give her understanding of every area, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done in her life. Now, in Jesus' name, heal her from top to bottom. Fill her in a new way with thy anointing power. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, go with her, Lord God, in this decision that she makes. Go with her and let her be led of the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Fear to be on your own. You want to be, but you're afraid to be. That's why Satan has put you between two places. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You don't know whether you can make the right decision on your own.
Uh-huh.
You see, this is what Satan will put you into, is an area where you have to make a decision, but you're afraid to make it because you don't know whether you'll make the right decision. And it gets you in bondage in this area.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pray that the Lord will give you a spirit to soar above this problem and realize and give you the wisdom of the Lord, give you the strength to go out on your own. All right? Not in rebellion, but in the leading of the Lord. You understand?
Right.
Okay. You can even be at home and still be your own person. All right?
All right?
Father, in Jesus' name, give our brother boldness to realize and be led of the Spirit of God as to what to say and how to say it. Father, give him strength. Now, we curse you, you spirit of I bream the situations that will cause problems in his home life. In Jesus' name, we curse you. Now be broken. Be broken in Jesus' name. Father, let the Word of God be alive in his life. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. All of the enemy that would hinder in this area. All of the enemy that would hinder in this area. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now you continue on in deliverance.
Okay.
You keep pursuing the enemy that would try to hinder you, and watch your confession. All right? Speak of love and faith. Praise God.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www. LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.